Hello, Anthony speaking.
Hey, Anthony, this is Joe here.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Everything is good. Everything is good. How are you?
Good, man. Just keeping busy. It's nice up here today, so trying to make a few dollars. That's about it. Yeah.
Well, you will. I know. You're good at your work, so yeah, I think that you'll be doing very well.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, I had a word with one of the teams, right, who take care of all of the, problem charges and everything about it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So you paid the previous company through your credit card, right?
Yes.
All right. So they told me to go ahead. Yes, there is a way that you can go ahead and take all of your money back, all right, and file a case with your bank, with the credit card company. All right. So they will refund you all of the money back into your account.
Okay.
All right. And they will, receive it's called get the money reversal, all right, from their account to them. So when did you pay them, like previous month or?
I did it this way. I think last October, I did a logo with them first. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was like October, and I think November they created the site. I paid them then for the site.
Mm-hmm.
They did the site. I had my old web hosting company host it. For the month of November, he put it up. Then in December, I went back to the company that created the site, and they took it in December to host it for the 1 year host. Okay.
And how much did you pay for the host?
I'm trying to think top of my head. I'm 600-700 something. Like that. I don't know what it was. I got to look back. I mean, I got to pull up all the old emails. I saved everything. But yeah, so from December, I think, right before the holidays, up until today, I think the site's still active. I don't know why they didn't take it down, right now, because, so I paid everything up front then. Yeah. And then they called me in, June and said that I was, the bandwidth was just that some BS and I had to give another $300 for that in June. And that's from that point on, I knew I was getting rid of them.
Okay.
And
who wrote all of the content on the website? They did it?
No, I did.
Okay. All right. Because
I did that. I think I did that over the years.
All right. Okay. Well, did you get any kind of email from Eddie?
Yeah, I got an email about a half an hour ago. I just checked something about Eddie. Wanted me to call him in reference to, I guess, something about the site.
Yes, because the previous website, in a meeting with the legal team, all right, and they told me that the previous website is still in the ownership of the previous company, all right. So they might file a claim, like, hey, that is the reason that they're not taking the site down, because they might be, holding some evidence, like, hey, this is the website that we created, and now this company has created a new website, all right, and is violating the rights of copyright claims, all right. So they might go ahead and have a little claim on us, all right, and that will be, not good for us or for the client itself and everything about it. So what we need to do, if you saw any of the logo genius that the website that they have at the moment has, they have the, that company that's working with them that is called DMCA, all right?
Mm-hmm.
DMCA protects the rights of the website, like, hey, no one can copy the website, no one can go ahead and do any of it, all right? But they didn't put the DMCA onto your website right now that is up and running. It means we can still go ahead and, have all of the files and the assessment and taken care of and file a DMCA act over your website right now. So they have all of the document, like, hey, the new website is actually the real one and the previous website was, the fake one.
Yeah.
All right. We have to go ahead and show them like that. All right. So they cannot go ahead and file a claim. If they file a claim, it will be a claim on us, on my company, for $150,000, all right, if they file a claim on us, all right? So in order to go ahead and, get ourselves secured to create a safety net around for the website and us, all right, we have to go ahead and file with the DMCA people, all right? So they can go ahead and, put their little sticker on the website by themselves, all right, and can protect the website's copyright claim and everything about it, and in which you'll be receiving a certificate on your doorstep, like, hey, this is the actual website. This is owned by Anthony, all right, and no one else. This is his business.
Okay.
and stuff and all. Yes.
Now, they told me yesterday, me and this gentleman have been going back and forth in Texas, and I told him, send me an email stating what you are, you know, what you're claiming, such as you want me to pay additional money for, et cetera. I'm not going to do that. And he would not send me an email. Then he texted me this morning, please send me the email from you that I want to close down.
That's what they're trying to do. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to let you be the bad guy, all right? And then once you have a new website up, they can show it to the team, all okay. right? Like, hey, this was the he was the bad guy. We were not, all right? And then they can file a claim on our company, all right, and get the money out of it, all right?
I got
you. So this is, they're all playing a game, all right?
Okay.
And I think
so what's
that,
the way to fix this?
Well, the way to fix it is that we have to go ahead and get in contact with the DMCA people, all right? That we usually do with our client, with our company as well, all right, to protect the rights of our company, protect the content, all right, because if we have the same content on your website, all right, and the previous website had the same content, then Google will notify us, like, hey, there was already a website that had the same content, and now there is a new website that has the same content. It means that you're violating the copyright terms.
Gotcha, right?
They will have us push to take down the website. That is not good for you as well. That is not good for us as well, for me especially, all right, because I'm the one, and Eddie is the one who's taking care of the website, all right, and you know, it could be a hefty amount for us to pay, $150,000, all right, if there is a takedown claim on us.
Okay.
All right, so we have to get in contact with the DMCA so they can go ahead and put, you know, a little logo. Are you in front of a computer so I can show you what I'm talking about exactly?
No, I'm actually driving right now.
Okay, well, I'll send you a picture of what I'm talking about exactly, all right? So you know exactly what it is, all right?
Okay.
So what I can do is I can get in contact with the DMCA people, all right? So they can go ahead and submit the files and everything about it. They go by a different kind of years, like how many years of, you know, copyright claim do you want to go ahead and keep up with the website and stuff and all right? So I'll ask them first, all right? And I'll let you know about it as well on a proper email. All right, and I'll let you know over phone as well so we can go by that by today because the website is already in the deployment process. All right, so it could have that logo over there. All
right,
their embedded code. All right, so it could show like, hey, this is a legit website and not, you know, someone copying from any other website.
All right, let me ask you a question. What do I do with the other company? Should I reply back to them by email and advise them to shut it down, the other website?
Don't do anything right now. All right, I'm going to have another meeting with the legal team, so we can go ahead and take your money back first, all right? And then you can just go ahead and reply them back, all right, with everything that they were pushing you with paying $300 more and they didn't do their job done and everything about it as well. All right? So
very
they
good.
Are
keep
the
me
one,
posted.
Yeah, so they're the one who looks, you know, bad because they are doing bad. All right, and not you.
Are.
That is the reason they're asking you to send them an email so they can show it to the claiming company,
All right,
to their merchants and all right, so they could go ahead, you know, file a lawsuit and everything about it. Yeah, like, hey, this guy is fraud, doing fraud with
I got you.
And everything about it.
All right, keep me posted. Very good. I appreciate it.
No problem. I'll let you know about the DMCA file and everything about it, what is the fee and everything about it as well, so they can go by the process and get the things done for you, okay?
Yeah. Send it over. Very good, my man. I'll talk to you.
No problem. Take care.